It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology, business trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, Duquesne Light and the University of Pittsburgh's Swanson School of Engineering are partnering on a new project that could mean a switch from AC power to DC power. They want to find ways to integrate new microgrid technology and energy storage with older technologies. And the Center for Digital Education has awarded the head of the Grable Foundation, Greg Baer, for work in transforming learning through technology. The center says Baer was instrumental in creating the Remake Learning Network, which brings robotics specialists and others to collaborate with schools. This week, the Tech Report swims over to a company working on a fix for an underwater problem, zebra mussels.
They attach to any hard surface. Sometimes that hard surface is a pipe that's in the water for a power plant or a water utility, and so that can have economic impacts.
That's Sarah Whitney of the Pennsylvania Sea Grant. The fast-growing mussels can quickly clog intake pipes. Monitoring and controlling the mussels on a single power plant can cost $1.2 million a year, according to one estimate. Noah Snyder and his co-founders at the company Interphase Materials have developed a coating that can be mixed into a paint to cover things like power plant pipes and boats.
And so the mussels, they basically just slide right off.
Snyder's got one hand in a fish tank with zebra mussels and a sample of the coating his company made. He's at Alpha Lab Gear, a hardware and robotics startup accelerator in East Liberty.
I did a lot of tests, you know, in my sunroom. So my sunroom was covered with tanks of algae and all sorts of stuff all over the place. My wife wasn't too thrilled about that, but
many underwater paints use copper, which can kill marine life other than the mussels. So those coatings are being banned around the globe. Snyder says Interphase's coating ingredients are naturally occurring and sustainable.
The technology is proprietary, so it was part of my PhD work, and we worked through patenting it. You know, it's a small chemical that's part of, you know, living things that we then change and alter.
One reason they developed a non-toxic coating is because Interphase originally intended this technology to be used inside the human body, on brain or dental implants. But they realized they didn't have the resources to put their product through Food and Drug Administration approval.
If you're going to go through the FDA, you can expect millions and millions of dollars going into clinical trials, developing all these experiments that's going to take maybe 10 to 15 years. And while that's important in kind of, you know, making sure things are safe, it's not, let's say, the most feasible thing for a startup company that's starting with $0 at first.
And while the Environmental Protection Agency has requirements the company will have to deal with for marine coatings,
that cost is much lower. And it's not only about the cost, but it's also a lower risk to kind of, you know, develop ourselves as a company.
Interphase has picked up funding in recent months. It won an innovation challenge at Pitt for $100,000. Snyder says the company may come back around to producing medical coatings. Meanwhile, Snyder's fish tanks will be moving again. Interphase has signed a lease with the University of Pittsburgh Applied Research Center in Harmer, and the company's marine coating could be on the market as soon as the middle of 2016. And in this week's tech calendar, the Steel City Code Fest Challenge takes place December 3rd at Google Pittsburgh. Organizations are invited to come with a challenge they'd like to find a software app to solve. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by CMU's Hines College and its master's programs in information technology, analytics, cybersecurity, and management. Details at hines.cmu.edu.